Now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports on June 23rd. I'm Gary Lee, and congratulations to some local athletes as Tuesday night was a huge ceremony for local athletes in the state of Missouri with the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame in Springfield. And girls cross country, Braden Cantola and Jordan Cantola, congratulations to West Plains. Boys basketball being recognized, Garrett DeVault from Norwood. And girls performance of the year, that went to Ashton Judd of the West Plains Lady Zizzers, now Missouri Tiger. Also being nominated, Josh Leeser was nominated for Track and Field Athlete of the Year. Dagan Kinslow nominated for Track and Field Athlete of the Year. Heston Miller nominated as well as Track Athlete of the Year. The West Plains Lady Zizzer Cross Country Team was nominated for Team of the Year. Several nominees for football, cross country, and track and basketball for West Plains as well. Congratulations. Job well done. In other sports, the Willow Springs Thomas F. Baño Municipal Golf Course will present the 15th Annual Women's Tournament. Patsy Wyatt Memorial, Two Lady Scramble, July 9th, a 10 a.m. tee time, $80 per team. To register, call 417-469-1214. The Cardinals and the Brewers were back at it last night. These two teams are fighting for the top spot in the National League Central. With more on last night's game, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night, it was a bullpen kind of night. Oviedo got his first major league win. Genesis Cabrera picked up a save, and Johan was lights out in a 5-4 Redbird winner.
He was terrific. He picked up his first major league victory. He's now the sixth Cardinal to win game number one in his career in 2022, and Oviedo was a very different pitcher than what we've seen as a starter, attacking the zone full of confidence.
The Cardinals got home runs from Paul Goldschmidt, a two-run shot, and then a two-run shot by Nolan Arenado that put them ahead 5-4. And Oliver Marmol on the trip out to Boston said the last couple of games of the homestand, he saw Arenado beginning to lock in.
Well, a manager can tell he's starting to square up the ball, and he squared that one up certainly yesterday. The Cardinals got just enough offense to win.
Now the Cardinals go for 3 out of 4 in the win column this afternoon behind Dakota Hudson 5-3. He'll be opposed by Jason Alexander, the right-hander, is 1-0. And we're on the air with the pregame show at 12:15. Ricky has the lineups at 1. I'll bring you the first pitch at 1:10.
The Cardinals wrap up their four-game series with the Brew Crew today. Pregame 12:15, first pitch 1 p.m., all on KUKU and KWPM. West Plains Fold of Honor Golf Tournament 3-person 18-hole scramble will be tomorrow at the West Plains Country Club. It's $450 per team. There's a 10:30 morning registration. Also, there'll be a box lunch and player prizes. The Color Guard will give a ceremony at 11:45, and all will tee off at noon. The tournament is limited to 36 teams, and there's still some slots open. If you would like to play, contact West Plains Bank or West Plains Bank.com/folds of honor. The West Plains Youth Summer Basketball registration is going on now until June 30th. This is for first grade through eighth grade, boys and girls. Max teams allowed is 7 per division. Once that's full, divisions will be closed. Games will start July 5th. For more information, call 417-256-7304.
And Kiwanis of West Plains will present the 31st Annual 18-Hole Two-Person Scramble Golf Tournament Saturday at Norterra Golf Course. Entry fee is $160 per team. To sign up, call Norterra Golf Course or sign up in the Pro Shop. And finally, the Colorado Avalanche defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and it went to overtime, but again, the Avalanche got the win 3-2. Game 5, Friday night, 7 p.m. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.